This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, of course, as every Monday is, and it is going to be a good day, not a bad day, a good day. We're going to talk here in just a minute about struggle sessions. Little chat we've had before. It's time to have that chat again, because you just may have to go through one of these unless you're careful, or, well, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about protection, real power. What can Trump do about this indictment stuff? NASCAR, the Federal Reserve. We have a huckster you should know about. Mitch McConnell getting booed. The women's soccer team losing. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. I want you to imagine something. You ready for this? I want you to imagine right now, as you're tuned into the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, whether you're at the home, the office, the gym. I know a lot of you listen while you mow or work out or walk, so that won't work. So whatever, picture yourself at home. Picture yourself at home right now. You're listening to the sultry sounds of my voice. What, Chris? And knock at the door. You go and open up that door, and it's the police. They're standing there staring you in the face, and they say, "We need you to come with us." And they grab you. They turn you around. They throw handcuffs on you, and they drag you outside, and you see that a crowd has gathered outside, and they're all shouting at you, spitting at you, calling you horrible names. And the cops are dragging you through the crowd. And they get to a place where there's a stage, and the crowd has surrounded the stage, and the cops are fighting them off, and it's scary, and you don't know what's going to happen. And they bring you up on that stage, and they take your shoes off. And you see they have taken the time to plan ahead and smash a bunch of glass bottles on the stage. And they take a big sign, and this sign has painted on it, "Was mean to gay people." Was mean to gay people. And they hang that sign around your neck, and you're standing there with your shoes off, and you are forced to walk from one end to the stage to the other on broken glass. Then, once you've walked there and your feet are slashed and burning and full of glass and blood, you, remember this sign they put around your neck is heavy, you are forced to bend over at the waist and then stick your arms straight out to the side, extremely straining on your back and your body, and then you are told to stand there until they tell you to stop, while the crowd screams profanities at you for how evil and hateful and intolerant you were. And then, you're lucky. After 24 hours of this, yes, you're about passed out from the blood loss and your muscles are seized up so bad you can barely breathe, but you get word from the authorities that you, unlike the last guy who had to go through this, will be allowed to live. Except they're going to need one thing first. A very loud, a very public apology. That horrible scene I just described to you played out in more ways than you can, more times than you or I could ever count in communist countries like China, Cambodia. Pick your communist country. They're usually called struggle sessions. They've been called other things. You see, once you find yourself in a communist country, you will find that every single entity, from politics to media to corporations, they're big on this now, corporations to entertainment, to you will find every single institution has been infected and taken over by the communists. And once they infect and take it over, every single time they will agree that there is only one acceptable school of thought. one thing you are allowed to say or write down or even think. And if it is even suspected that you have strayed from the religion of the nation, well, it's humiliation time, baby. And keep in mind, the struggle session's significance is actually not for the person on stage walking across broken glass, being spit on, being humiliated. The purpose of the struggle session, the real significance of it, the real target for it, I should say, is the people themselves, the crowd. Because as that crowd is standing there, "You suck, I can't believe you said something against Saint gay people." You know what they're really thinking inside? As they watch you suffer? As they watch your loved ones crowd around the stage and cry, but also get spit on? You know what that person in the crowd thinks? Even as they cheer, you know what they think? "Oh, please, I hope that's never me. I hope I don't ever have to go through that. Oh, man, I better watch what I say. I better watch what I do. I can't speak this truth or that truth. Just keep your head down and your mouth shut." You may think that struggle sessions are a thing of the past, but the truth is they happen all the time in this despicable communist society we have now. They are oddly most often enforced by the corporate world, because the politicians in this country still have to pretend to be fairly down the line. But the corporate world, since they've been taken over by commie scum too, they've all chosen to align together and agree there's only one acceptable school of thought. Do you remember that Blue Jays pitcher just a little while ago? Blue Jays pitcher, Anthony Bass? He dared to say something about, you know, the LGBTQ demon mob. And do you remember how he put it? Christy, on that clip, do you remember how Anthony Bass put it when he did this pathetic apology video? Do you remember this? Here's what he said. I want you to listen very closely to his words.
"I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologize with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward."
Did you hear that last part? "I'm using Blue Jays resources to do what? To do what now? Better educate myself." There's some rapper, singer, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know who this person is. Neo. Is it, I say that right, fellas, again? It's Neo, right? Michael says Neo. He had come out, he was in a TV interview, and this is what he said, exact quote. Quote, "Parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is. It's like, okay, if your little boy comes to you and says, 'Daddy, I want to be a girl,' and you just let him rock with that, he's five," Neo said. "When did it become a good idea to let a 5-6-year-old let a 12-year-old make life-changing decisions for themselves?" he continued. He, of course, came under all sorts of scrutiny. Backfire. Corporate America fans. "Oh my gosh, how could you not worship Saint LGBTQ people? What? What do you mean a 5-year-old shouldn't cut his penis off? That's crazy." And Neo, he came on out, having been subjected to the latest struggle session in America. And I'm just going to read for you verbatim what he had to say after speaking the most basic truth. A 5-year-old can't change his sex. That's the most basic truth in the world, right? Well, here's what Neo had to say. "After much reflection, I'd like to express my deepest apologies to anyone I may have hurt with my comments on parenting and gender identity. I've always been an advocate for love and inclusivity in the LGBTQI+ community, so I understand how my comments could have been interpreted as insensitive and offensive. And this is the money part. Gender identity is nuanced, and I can honestly admit that I plan to better educate myself on the topic so I can approach future conversations with more empathy. At the end of the day, I lead with love and support everyone's freedom of expression and pursuit of happiness." You see, America's communists today, they're not different at all from the communists of old. Now, they don't make you walk across broken glass today in New York City because they couldn't get away with that. It doesn't come from the police themselves in most cases because they couldn't get away with that. All the institutions have partnered with each other to make sure the appropriate think is enforced at all times. Corporate America is the most guilty of this out there. And if you ever should express opinions counter to what is publicly acceptable, get ready for your struggle session. Old Neo found out what it's like. And that brings us to you, me, everyone. Let's have a talk about these. I know you were right there with me on that, but let's have a real talk about you and me, what it means, where we're going forward. Before we get to that, let's do this. Let's make sure we don't make the mistake the Chinese and the Cambodians made and others when they were infected and taken over by communists. You see, they gave up their weapons. And so when you have a bunch of unarmed, untrained peasants, you end up falling under the authority of who has the most guns and knows how to shoot them. Buy weapons and practice. Practice with your Mantis X. Pray to God on high that you never, ever, ever have to use your weapon, and I pray you don't, but practice like you know you're going to have to. 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a weekend with Mantis X. Just practice. You practice in the comfort of your home. Dry fire practice in the comfort of your home, and you will get really good without firing a shot. Whether you're super experienced or brand new, Mantis X is what you need. Go to MantisX.com and start getting fast and deadly today. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
As the name suggests, community banks are in the community.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. On a Monday, thank you, Dome. That was extremely informative. On a Monday, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, now let's tackle something, because we just went over the struggle sessions and this society we live in now and how all these institutions work together, and they've all agreed, no matter what the issue is, no matter what it is, from COVID to LGBTQ to climate change, they've all agreed that there's only one acceptable form of thought. And if you step outside of that, if you break through that fence they've built around you, oh, you're a dastardly sinner. You're dangerous. Time for a struggle session. Time for an apology. Now, when we talk like that, when I read statements like the one I read from that Neo person, whoever that is, I need to better educate myself. When we play that Anthony Bass sound of him apologizing, I really need a good education. What do you do? What do I do? Well, we roll our eyes and we yell, "Don't apologize, you sissy. That's why they win. This is ridiculous." And that's true. It is true. But I also want to go over something here. And I'm not saying that as an excuse for anybody, because we should stand up now, always, always stand up, always say the things that you're not allowed to say. At the same time, let's acknowledge some reality. I'm going to read three different things to you. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Jesse, orientating ourselves to the current political landscape, it would seem that Trump would not be able to avoid some sort of conviction from at least one of his indictments. Based on that assumption, if I were in his shoes, my inclination would be to run full bore at the enemy with bayonet fixed, he said, allegorically speaking. My tactic would be to demand a trial with all due haste and call everyone and their brother as a witness and open federal court. And so, okay. All right. Charge Trump. And then I have two other headlines here. The Sikhs are a religious sect. There's all kinds of cool history with the Sikhs. I'm not going to go over all of it. But the Sikhs, they're not Arabs. I need to clarify. They wear the turbans on their head. They're not Arabs. Anyway, there's a Sikh man who owned a shop in California. Some dude walked behind his counter, started stealing all of his stuff. The Sikh man ends up grabbing a stick and beating him with it on video. It was an awesome video, I might point out. Headline, Sikh man who turned the tables on shoplifter facing criminal charges. Hang on, I'm going somewhere with this. So we have the Trump email. He just needs to charge. And now we have the Sikh man who's being charged with protecting his shop. And then we have this from the New York Post. Alleged Lee Zeldin attacker released from treatment programs 1 year after the incident. You remember Lee Zeldin running for governor of New York? Some guy jumps on stage with something to stab him with it. And after a year of treatment programs, not hard time, a year of treatment programs, free as a bird, he'll be eating Shake Shack beside you tonight. What am I saying? Well, there's a great saying out there for people who are in the situation we are now in. Now, what is that situation? Let's pause on that for a moment. You're now the revolutionary. Legal and local, keep in mind, but you are the revolutionary. Your beliefs, your values, they are exact opposite of what this society has deemed acceptable. From schools, to political, to corporate world, to entertainment, they've all decided that your point of view is not only wrong, not only inaccurate, it's criminal. Your point of view is being criminalized. The end goal, as I've said a million times, is to make you an enemy of the state just for what you think, and they're very close to being able to achieve that. That means you are now the revolutionary. They're not revolutionaries anymore. They won the culture. Now, they always keep it going, but they already won the culture. So what does that mean for you and me? Well, it means there will be times to charge with bayonets fixed, figuratively speaking. Don't charge anybody with bayonet fixed. There will be times to charge with bayonets fixed, no question. There will be times, undoubtedly, in your own life, whether it's in school, in your workplace, in your church, in your hobby, in your neighborhood, in your at a family event, there will be times in your life where you must stand strong and speak boldly and be unwavering. And there will be many of those times. So don't worry. You're going to have plenty of chances to pin medals on your chest and your head, of course. But we also have to acknowledge, as people who are no longer in power, we no longer control the institutions. There are also times where the guerrilla force, they can't stay and brawl it out with the standing army that has artillery and air power. Sometimes the guerrilla force has to melt back into the hills. Sometimes the guerrilla force, oftentimes, all the time, forget it, all the time, the guerrilla force must fight hard, but intelligently. Intelligently. And I will explain kind of what I mean for you, for Trump, for all of us here in just a minute as I finish up this thought. And then we'll move on to other things. We still got Medal of Honor Monday. Mitch McConnell got humiliated. Isn't that fun? And so much more is still to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, including people who won, earned, I should say, real medals. Medals of Honor. That's about a half hour from now. All right? All right. That's enough. Let's talk about being strong enough to make that stand when it comes. The truth is, there's way too much garbage in our water now, in the things we put in our body. All the things we put in our body. The GMOs, the estrogens we drink. We are fighting a battle we cannot win without help when it comes to lowering T levels in this society. Thankfully, we can get help without sticking needles in our arms, because I think we can all agree that's not ideal, correct? Natural herbal supplements. The chalk way. And chalk has so much more than a male vitality stack. It'll increase your T levels 20% in 90 days. Chalk has an endless supply of natural herbal supplements for whatever you're looking for. The hardest thing about chalk, when you go to chalk's website, chok.com, figuring out which one to buy. It can get expensive. You got to limit yourself on there. Thankfully, subscriptions are 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, and we were going over struggle sessions and these public apologies, and how, if you're just joining us, you're gonna have to go download the podcast, and how We're the counter-revolutionaries now. Or we are the revolutionaries, I should say. Lee Zeldin gets attacked on stage. Guy does a year in a treatment program, gets out. Dude in California stops someone from robbing his shop, beats him up with a stick, facing charges. What's all this mean for you, me, everybody? Well, when I talk about fighting smartly, this is the old saying I referenced and never got to. Resist when you can, comply where you must. There is something that's going to be hard for you to take. It's going to be a bitter pill to swallow for you, me, all of us. In a world where you're the revolutionary, there are going to be times where you have to smile, nod your head, and take it as you bide your time. Understand that? And look, this is what I mean. Maybe you already went through this. If you're a husband, let's say you're the main breadwinner of the family, which I guess would apply to many wives these days too. So whatever. Let's say you're the main breadwinner of your home. You have children. Your children have needs. Food, healthcare, clothes. Believe me, I've got two teenage boys. I'm aware of the needs and how expensive they are. But they obviously, honestly, they need food, water, shelter. Your children have things they need. And COVID comes out. And then you find out they rushed through a vaccine. And then they began telling everybody, hey, take this. You should take it. It stops the spread. And you're getting a little skeptical about that. That seems like something they probably wouldn't know yet. And then you see vaccinated people keep getting COVID. Now you're really suspicious. And finally, you're seeing some heart problems and stuff. And you decide, you know, I'm out on that. I don't want to take the vaccine. I'm not interested in taking that. And then your boss comes to you one day and he says, hey, you need to take this or you're going to be fired. Let's say you were mad about it, but in the end, you went to the doctor, you got the needle in your arm, you've been feeling your heart ever since to make sure it's okay. And let's say for the sake of argument, let's say, and I know I've gotten a lot of emails like this, that's why I'm going along these lines. Let's say you feel bad about it. I wished I hadn't done it. How do I take it out? I wish I had stood strong. There are going to be times in this late stage republic, in this broken place we live, there are going to be times where you are going to have to smile and nod your head and go along with injustice. We don't want it to be often. We don't want to ever do it unless we have to do it. But there are going to be things that are unfair and awful that are going to happen now because of what we've allowed happen to our country. Like the guy who talked about Trump and he just needs to fix bayonets and call out everyone and do everything. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. And I want to explain this. It's not because Trump is wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't commit any crimes. This is all a political persecution. This is communist to the bone. It's dead wrong. He didn't do anything wrong, and this is dead wrong. That said, I saw he was still blasting away at the witnesses and the judge and everything on social media this weekend. Trump has got to shut up. He is in deep trouble. I am extremely concerned that they are going to send our president to the federal penitentiary. This language we're using when it comes to Trump, it doesn't have any basis in reality as basis in bumper stickers. And this is what I mean. No, he just needs to fight. No, we can rise. No, he's got too much support. No, we stand with him. What does that mean? What does any of that mean or matter? None of that matters. He is walking into the most hostile jury pool in America for him or you or anybody. His judge, they could not have handpicked a more evil communist to be the judge in the case it's going to be held in D.C. No, we have to fight smartly. We have to pile up legal representation, or I should say, he has to pile up the best legal representation for himself. And then, I'm not saying stop campaigning at all. He's got to go out there and campaign. He's running for president. He's got to win. When it comes to the legal stuff, He has got to batten down the hatches and lock it up, because they're going to use this stuff against him to either put him in pretrial confinement or muzzle him or give him a longer sentence afterwards. That's how these scumbag judges have been operating. No, no, Trump is not in charge. In this case, he has no power whatsoever. He is utterly powerless. He is being marched onto the field, onto the arena of the Colosseum as the crowd cheers, getting ready to feed him to the lions. We have to stop with this language we use when it comes to Trump of he needs to charge with bayonets. There's no bayonet. He is naked and afraid and should be. We have to focus now when it comes to the legal stuff. That's setting aside the campaign stuff. Obviously, he needs to do rallies and campaign and go meet and greet people. That's important. But no, sometimes in your life, there will be times when it's not time to say something, when it's not time to take a stand. And as fighters, as anti-communists, that's the hardest conversation to have, isn't it? Because you've had enough. I, as you well know, have had enough. I want to fight back against all this, all the time. There are going to be times in the struggle session where you're surrounded and arrested and you've got a chain around your neck and you don't have options and you don't have a choice but to try to survive to the next day where, Lord willing, you will have a choice then. We have got to put ourselves not in a weakling mindset, not in a give-up mindset, not at all, a cunning mindset, an intelligent mindset. We, as the revolutionaries now, as the guerrillas, as the political guerrillas in this country, we have got to learn when the ambush is good to go, or when, oh, that's a little more guys than we thought. They have armor in there. You know what? We're calling this one off. We have got to learn the difference, all right? All right.
Well, after all that bright and sunny stuff, let's do... Well, you know what?
I have one more final point on this. One more final point. It's going to lead me to some other things. Then we'll get to Mitch McConnell, the NASCAR stuff. We'll make fun of women's soccer. We have the Navy deploying. We're going to get to emails tonight. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, back to that Sikh man in California. Here's the local news about it.
Following developing news in Stockton, we have now learned the store clerk seen on a video beating a man who was trying to steal from their store are now under investigation for assault. So here's how it all started. The video shows this man going into a 7-Eleven in Stockton and emptying shelves of cigarettes into that large trash can. The video then shows the two clerks try to stop him before hitting him with a stick more than two dozen times. The store clerks now say this man stole from their store two other times and threatened them. Stockton police say they are investigating the man who was beaten for robbery and the clerks for assault. When the investigation is complete, it will be sent to the San Joaquin County District Attorney for review. Then it's going to be up to the DA to determine what charges, if any, are filed against the store clerks.
Oh yeah, charges are coming. But why? It's so crazy on its face, right? You probably have seen the video of this whole thing by now. I have too. You probably, like me, cheered and laughed. Ha ha ha, look at the criminal getting the heck beat out of him. Ha 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 ha, that's so funny. Why though? Why charge the other guys? We'll talk about that in a moment. And that's going to finish up this final point, and then we'll get to everything else. Before we get to that, let's get to sale time, baby. Anniversary. Much more than just the best pillows out there. The slippers I've told you about. They're flip-flops, like they're slip sandals. They're slips. Oh, the best. The wife never takes the pajamas off when she gets home. Mattress toppers, towels. I love their towels. My Pillow has it all, and everything's on sale. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Don't forget to click on the radio listener special square, or you're going to see, wow, there aren't any sales here. That's because the sales are with the radio listener special square and the promo code Jesse. Or call them, 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544. Why charge that guy? Well, let's finish it. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Isn't that the best? Isn't that the best? Wait, I think my watch is wrong. Chris, is it August 6th or August 7th? Is it 10:25 in the morning? Oh, I keep making this mistake with this watch. So, all right, let me explain what's going on with this watch. I guess it wouldn't make sense that it's 10:25 in the morning, considering we're doing the show here at night. But here's what happens. Here's what happens. I have this watch. What kind of watch does a world-famous author, professional napper, menu whisperer, what kind of watch does he have? It's not a Timex, actually, Chris. For your information, this will make you laugh. It was a Timex up to 6 or 7 years ago. You know, my dad used to be in construction. Well, remember, when I joined the Marines, my dad started his own construction company. And ended up doing pretty well. He's retired now. But when you're in construction, sometimes you get cool little freebies. Like we'd get tickets to a game, a nice college football game or something like that from a pipe supplier. If you have a big job and you're going to buy, you know, $1 million worth of pipe for this water line you're putting in, the pipe supplier, trying to butter you up, he wants you to buy from him next time. Hey, I bought some tickets to the baseball game this Sunday or something like that, okay? One time, my dad got this tag. How do you say this? Tag Heuer. It's H-E-U-E-R. Why do you guys not know how to say this? Anyway, I think it's a nice watch. He got this tag watch. Well, my old man doesn't have any use for it. And he said, hey, you want this watch? And I said, yes. And it's been really cool. But one thing about it that definitely sucks is this. And I have no idea why I'm talking about this on the air. I have other things I need to get to. One thing that sucks is it's a motion watch, meaning it has to be in motion to charge the battery. Now, it's well beyond me how anything like that would ever work, but that's what it is. It has to be in motion to charge the battery. So that works fine, except for on the weekends, I don't wear my watch. I don't even think to grab the stupid watch. And I show up on Monday and I'll just put on my watch and come to work. And as you just saw, my watch is always about 24 hours in a day behind. All right, quit. Shut up. You know what? I'm going to tie a bow on all this. Why charge the guy who's defending his shop? Why basically let off scot-free the guy who attacked Lee Zeldin? Why? Well, how many times have I told you on this show, whether you want to believe it or not, the end goal for these people, and I don't mean people in China, I don't mean people in North Korea, the end goal for people you share a country with is to make you a criminal, to make opposition to them a crime. They've repeatedly indicated as such. I want you to listen to this. Jasmine Crockett's the name, congressman out of Texas. I want you to listen to what he says about Republicans who are still supporting Donald Trump. Listen very closely.
And no one is being prosecuted for their thoughts. They're being prosecuted, or he is being prosecuted for his actions, along with his co-conspirators in the various indictments that he has. It is absolutely ridiculous. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle, you know, they are really getting dangerously close, in my opinion, to criminal culpability in and of themselves as well. And so if I were them, I would stop taking so many actions and continue to express your thoughts. But they are the ones that are weaponizing government when they are taking our committees and they are running these sham, seemingly trials on behalf of Trump.
My colleagues supporting Trump, my colleagues doing these hearings exposing us, are getting dangerously close to, what did she say? Criminal culpability. The end goal for our communists is the same as the end goal has been for all communists. The end goal has been to lock up or hurt or kill the people who oppose them politically. That's simply how communists operate. Remember this. They are anti-humans. They actively work against humanity. They are the destroyers of everything. What did Solzhenitsyn call them after spending time in the gulag? The enemies of humanity? It's what these people are. their entire mission in life is misery and destruction. That's why they're so willing to kill and hurt and imprison people they don't like, people who disagree with them. Shoot, they'll fire you. And firing? We get mad on the right about them firing this guy for saying the wrong thing or firing that guy. This is the nice version of communists. The worst version is still to come. Ask people in North Korea what that version's like right now. Ask people in China what that version's like right now. The goal is to make you an enemy of the state. Because once I, a communist, have made you an enemy of the state, then it gives me the power to use all the power of the state against you. And think about the endless power of the state. Look at it right now. Look at it right now in places like New York City. Look at it in New York City, how it works. You have the animals taking over Union Square. Lee Zeldin's attacker let off scot-free. Just a total thug piece of trash tried to stab Lee Zeldin. Let off scot-free. Remember Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran who stood up and took down that criminal? The guy ended up dying in the subway. Charged. Why? Because the criminals aren't the shoplifters. The criminals aren't the drug addicts, the murderers, the assaulters. The real criminals in their eyes are you. Your thoughts. You don't understand, but your Facebook page to these people is way more of a crime than any shoplifter or murderer could ever commit in their eyes. You can accept that or not, but that's the truth. All right. We have Medal of Honor Monday, and then I give you my word. We'll go over the NASCAR stuff. We'll laugh at Mitch McConnell. We'll laugh at the women's soccer team. We'll cry about what the Federal Reserve had to say. Going to talk about a huckster that's out there fooling some of you. Chicago's mayor, the Navy's being deployed, emails, and all that still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But back to those criminals. Remember this. You don't live in a society anymore where they're the bad guy. You're the bad guy now, and that's why they're so bold now, and that's why there's so many of them. Do you have your hero gun yet? Does the person you love the most have a hero gun? A non-lethal gun, so even if they do that, Daddy, I don't want it, I'm not a gun girl, they can do that. That's fine. Get a hero arrow, a hero gun. Hero gun's non-lethal, shoots pepper balls. A hero arrow's non-lethal, it shoots pepper gel. The arrow's a little smaller. The gun's more shaped like a gun. The arrow's more like a TV remote. Whatever you want, carry it on you. Buy it and carry it. Buy it and carry it, please. I'll never forget that email we got from the show. Guy gave one to his daughter. A very bad man followed her home from the gas station one night. He did not end up touching his baby girl because of hero gun. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now, it is time for Medal of Honor Monday. Let's wash off the gunk and do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.